Heading, Cities of the East and South. Subheading, Message to Reach the Cities and Suburbs. There's New York City and the populous cities close by. There's Philadelphia and Baltimore and Washington. I need not enumerate all these places. You know where they are. The Lord desires us to proclaim the third angel's message with power in these cities. Manuscript 53, 1909. Subheading, Philadelphia, Agitation Provides Evangelistic Opportunities. Philadelphia and other important places should be worked. Evangelists should be finding their way into all the places where the minds of men are agitated over the question of Sunday legislation and of the teaching of religion in the public schools. It is the neglect of Seventh-day Adventists to improve these providential opportunities to present the truth that burdens my heart and keeps me awake night after night. Review and Herald, April 20, 1905. Subheading, At the National Capital. I've been writing much in regard to the need of making more decided efforts in Washington, D.C. Washington, the capital of the United States, is the very place from which this truth should shine forth. Letter 132, 1903. Subheading, Sensible, Rational Methods for Washington. A strong evangelistic effort must be put forth in the capital of the nation. I rejoice that you have taken up this evangelistic work in Washington and that so deep an interest has already been aroused. The accounts given regarding the work there correspond as nearly as possible to the representation given me of what would be. I am sure the matter has been presented to me, and this work must not be weakened by the necessary laborers being called to other places. Evangelistic work must be done in Washington, and it must not be broken into by calls from other places. God would have his work in the highways carried forward in straight lines. You are where the Lord would have you, Elder Blank, and you must not be loaded down with a great many burdens. Washington has been neglected long enough. A decided work must now be done there. The Lord will give strength and grace. The workers must not allow themselves to be diverted from the work by the many things that should be sure to press for attention. This is the reason that I have felt anxious that every talent of the workers in Washington shall be used in a way that will best advance his work. Brother Blank has mentioned several that he thought might be a help to the work in Washington. But be cautious as to whom you employ in the work there. Everything must be kept up to the Bible standard. In our work, we are not to go onto a hilltop to shine. We are not told that we must make a special, wonderful display. The truth must be proclaimed in the highways and the byways, and thus work is to be done by a sensible, rational methods. The life of every worker, if he is under the training of the Lord Jesus Christ, will reveal the excellence of his life. The work that Christ did in our world is to be our example as far as display is concerned. We're to keep as far from the theatrical and the extraordinary as Christ kept in his work. Sensation is not religion, although religion will exert its own pure, sacred, uplifting, sanctifying influence, bringing spiritual life and salvation. Letter 53, 1904. Subheading, Evangelistic Meetings for Washington Area. There are places all around Washington in which missionary effort is needed. Right in Washington itself is a small world of unconverted souls, both white and colored. Who is feeling the burden for them? And there are many other important places yet unwarned. When I see this neglect, I feel sore at heart. I am praying night and day that the burden may be rolled onto the men who are acting as leaders in the work. Let those who are already at work open the way for others who desire to labor and who are qualified to take part in missionary effort. There are important cities needing labor that are nearby Washington, our next-door neighbors, as it were. If our brethren and sisters will do earnest missionary work for all with whom they come in contact, new fields of labor right around us will be opened up. The burden to labor for souls will come to many of those settled here, and they will desire to take an active part in the proclamation of the truth. We plead that those settled in Tacoma Park shall become laborers together with God, implanting the standard of truth in unworked territories. Let a part of the large donations called for be used to furnish workers in our cities close by Washington. Let faithful house-to-house work be done. souls are perishing out of the ark of safety. Let the standard of truth be lifted up by the church members in their neighborhoods. Let ministers pitch their tent and preach the truth to the people with power, and then move to another vicinity and preach the truth there. Letter 94A, 1909. Subheading, Proclaiming a Decided Message. I call upon the believers in Washington to come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty power of darkness. Personal labor will be needed in the city and its suburbs. Clear the King's Highway. Lift up the standard higher and still higher. There is evangelistic work to be done in Washington and Baltimore and in the many other large cities of the South and the East. Let the work of teaching and healing be combined. Let ministers and medical missionaries put on the whole armor of God and go forth to proclaim the gospel message. A decided message is to be proclaimed in Washington. The trumpet is to be given a certain sound. Letter 304, 1908. Subheading, Nashville, St. Louis, New Orleans. Every effort possible should now be made to advance the work of God. Soon circumstances will arise which will make it more difficult than it is now to present the truth to many who are present within our reach. Most earnest efforts should be put forth in Washington, in Boston, in Nashville, St. Louis, New Orleans, and in many other large cities. A comprehensive work will be accomplished when men and women stand in their places faithfully doing their part. There is a call for hundreds of young men and women to be educated and trained for service. Manuscript 21, 1908. Subheading, Nashville, a Center. Nashville has been presented to me as the most favorable center from which to do a general work for all classes in the southern states. In and near Nashville, there are established institutions of learning which should be respected by our people. Their influence has helped to make it possible for us to carry forward successfully many lines of work from that center. Letter 262, 1903. Subheading, Memphis and the Southern Cities. The Lord gave me a message for Brother Blank, instructing him to take up the work in Memphis. He obeyed the word of the Lord, and he has reported excellent success in his work in Memphis. I am instructed to say to our people throughout the cities of the South, let everything be done under the direction of the Lord. The work is nearing its close. We are nearer the end than when we first believed. Letter 6, 1909. Subheading, New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis. There is a greater work to be done, and we have only a little while in which to do it. There are cities in the South, New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis, in which but little has been done, and there are others that have not been entered. In these places, the standard of truth is to be uplifted. With might and power, we are to carry the truth to the people. Manuscript 56, 1904. Subheading, Evangelism for New Orleans and Southern Cities. There's a great work to be done, and we have only a little while in which to do it. There are cities in the South, New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis, in which but little has been done, and there are others that have not been entered. In these places, the standard of truth must be uplifted. With might and with power, we are to carry the truth to the people. New Orleans is to be worked. At a proper time of the year, a public effort is to be made there. Camp meetings are to be held in many places, and evangelistic work is to be done after the camp meeting is over. Thus, the sheaves are to be gathered in. Now that the work in New Orleans is to be more fully entered upon, I am bidden to say, let men and women who have a knowledge of the truth and understand the way of the Lord enter the city to work with wisdom and in the fear of the Lord. The laborers who are chosen for the work in New Orleans should be those who have the good of the cause at heart, men who will keep the glory of God always in view, and who will make the strength of the God of Israel their front guard and their rearward. The Lord will certainly hear and answer the prayers of his workers if they will seek him for counsel and instruction. To the workers who went to that field, I would say, exercise faith in God, and in your association with those not of the faith, let the practice of the truth appear in your lives. In presenting the doctrines of your faith, use the persuasive arguments of the Word of God, and let the hearer see that it is your desire not to have controversy with them over their beliefs, but to present to them a Thus saith the Lord. it is written, was Christ's forcible appeal on every occasion. Preach in your lives the practical godliness of the faith that you believe. Let it be seen that the truth never degrades the receiver, making him rough and coarse or fretful and impatient. Make apparent to all your patience, your kindness, your long-suffering, gentleness, compassion, and true goodness, for these graces are the expression of the character of the God whom you serve. Manuscript 49, 1907. Subheading, Workers for the Southland. Let missionary work quietly for both white and colored people in the South. Let them work in a way to help those who most need help, who are surrounded with influences that are misleading. Many of them are under the control of those who will stir up the worst passions of the human heart. The priests and rulers in Christ's day worked most successfully in stirring up the passions of the mob because they were ignorant and had placed their trust in man. Thus they were led to denounce and reject Christ and to choose a robber and murderer in his place. The work in the South should be done without noise or parade. Let missionaries who are truly converted and who feel the burden of the work seek wisdom from God, and with all the tact that they can command, let them go into this field. Medical missionaries can find a field in which to relieve the distress of those who are falling under bodily ailments. They should have means so that they may clothe the naked and feed the hungry. Christian help work will do more than the preaching of sermons. Let the workers be Christ-like, that they may, by precept and example, exert an elevating influence. Let them furnish themselves with the most appropriate, simple lessons from the life of Christ to present to the people. Let them not dwell too much upon doctrinal points or upon features of our faith that will seem strange and new, but let them present the sufferings and the sacrifice of Christ. Let them hold up his righteousness and reveal his grace. Let them manifest his purity and holiness of character. Workers in the southern field will need to teach the people line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Review and Herald, December 24, 1895. Subheading, Southern City Workers to Receive Encouragement. The Lord God has been at work. My brethren, instead of criticizing what has been done, save your speech for the great cities that have not yet been worked, such as New Orleans, Memphis, and St. Louis. Go to these places and labor for the people, but do not speak a word of censure regarding those who have tried so hard to do everything in their power for the advancement of the work. Sometimes these workers would be almost discouraged, but we keep praying for them. Wherever I was, I would ask the prayers of God's people in their behalf. Review and Herald, May 25, 1905. Subheading, Philadelphia, New Orleans, and St. Louis. You speak of the work which should be done in America, but which is undone. I wish to speak of these neglected fields as they are presented to me. I wish to speak not merely in behalf of the southern field, but in behalf of the large cities, whose neglected, unworn condition is a condemnation to our people who claim to be missionaries for the Master. We stand rebuked by God because the large cities right within our sight are unworked and unworn. A terrible charge of neglect is brought against those who have been long in the work in this very America and yet have not entered the large cities. What has been done in Philadelphia, in New Orleans, in St. Louis, and in other cities that I might name? We have done none too much for foreign fields, but we have done comparatively nothing for the great cities right beside our own doors. Letter 187, 1905.